local news brought to you by the Quality Hotel Powerhouse, the perfect venue for your corporate function where the most important part of their day is you.
Good morning, I'm Graham Archer with the local news. The member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, has welcomed the passage of legislation which will improve the state's vegetation clearing laws for people in country New South Wales. The 1050 scheme, introduced after the devastating 2013 bushfires, enables residents in bushfire-prone areas to remove trees within 10 metres and vegetation within 50 metres of their property without seeking approval. Mr Marshall said the changes are a huge win for the bush.
Look, I'm absolutely delighted to see the changes to the 1050 fire clearing laws through the Parliament. It's an issue that I've been championing for the last 12 months since the original laws were introduced into the Parliament. Now the definitions have been expanded to mean that people on the land can clear all vegetation within 10 metres and undergrowth within 50 metres, not just of their family home but also now permanent farm sheds, whether they're machinery sheds, chemical sheds, shearing sheds, any shed that's associated with primary production or primary use can be now cleared around with the instigation of these laws. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's perfect for rural areas, and the legislation's quite timely given the bushfire season is fast approaching.
And that is the member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, finishing off that report. Tanya Myalak, New South Wales Labor's Shadow Minister for Family and Community Services, has revealed the Baird government's plan to dump almost 5,000 jobs from the Department of Family and Community Services from next year. On current figures, a 30%